Coast.
And I just want to say it ain't over till it's over.
That's right.
And in front of me is a block of 4x4 lumber cut to about 2 inches thick. And it was handed to me by Danielle Hostler, who is from End Grain Design and Reclaimed Lumber. What in heaven's name is this mini post, mini wood post
like
used for?
Yeah.
That is used for driveways and sidewalks.
Driveways and sidewalks.
Well, as what, an edge design or what?
No, as the sidewalk. It's used as a paver.
Oh, this is a...
That would be our...
Not a paving
paver.
Stone, a paving wood?
Mm-hmm.
A paving block.
A paving block.
As opposed to a paver stone.
Yep,
right?
They have roads in Philly and Baltimore here.
You're kidding.
Nope, that are...
How cool is that?
They last forever.
So this starts out as, first of all, we're salvaging the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reclaiming it from?
Well, some of the locust is reclaimed, and some of it is new lumber.
Okay.
All our end grain floors, we have the option of both. But this is, the locust comes in, we get it, we chop it down. You can get the rounded.
You mill it?
Mm-hmm. You can get the rounded edges, you can get the flat edges. They all have a different look when they're down on the ground, just like any other tile, stone, whatever. But it gets a long life. It's good with drainage. Same concept of laying a paver. You put the stone down or the sand, pack it in good. The little slits on the side are for metal rods. So if you're doing a perfectly straight, you can slide the rod in and pull it out as you work and keep the line straight.
Right.
So you don't have to sit there and measure and keep on center.
What base are we using for the paver blocks?
Sand or crushed stone.
Sand or crushed stone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be pervious. We don't want the wood sitting in water.
Nope. But even if it does, even if your driveway floods in areas or sidewalk floods, it'll be fine. They've lasted for hundreds of years as roads in Baltimore and Philly, even through all the floods.
I'll be darned.
The only thing that destroyed the one in Philly was construction. So,
is the material raw or does it come with a finish at all? Or
it's
is
raw.
It finished in place?
Nope.
Can one finish it
you
in place?
You can put a stain on it if you like.
Okay. But you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of wood is this?
Locust.
Black locust?
Mm-hmm.
And where is it grown?
We get that from out west.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we get some shipped in from South Carolina and down Virginia and stuff.
I'll be darned.
Oh, cool.
Why locust?
Locust lasts forever. It's a really good wood to use when you are working with outdoor products and people use it on decks. We do also cutting for decks, custom pieces. And
now, Danielle, are you using locust exclusively? Or
no. Well, this is one of our products. We have... you can get it long or in a perfect block. And then we have the end grain floors for the inside of the house. So these ones that you're looking at here, they come in different sizes. But these are for wood floors. We do countertops, furniture, bed frames.
Wow.
What we do is we sell you the actual block.
Yeah.
And then we help you walk through the process of laying it and putting it down.
Of assembling it, putting it together. So this piece that I'm holding, which is 12 by 12, you would not send me. This is your product assembled on site.
Yep,
it's
that's
a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Danielle Hostler, how may our audience get more information on End Grain Design and Reclaimed Lumber?
You can call us, email us, check out our website. We have a Facebook page. Have any questions?
So the website is End Grain Design Lumber.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Pennsylvania, Lancaster County.
Yes, we're in Southern Lancaster.
Tell us about cost. What should one expect in as much as cost is concerned?
It all ranges. Everything has a different price. You can start out with your floors anywhere from $9 to $20, depending on
$9 to $20 a square foot.
Yes, because if we do the black walnut, it takes a little bit longer, but it's absolutely beautiful when it's finished.
Thank you, Danielle.
Black walnut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right, that's a wrap. Our thanks to everyone. Thanks for being with us with the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo. More at onthehouse.com.